We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B. Here we are doing another Rock Pod episode. It's been a while, but we're back. And by my side, Mr. A. Is it you, Mr. A?
It's Mr. A.
Mr. A. What's happening, my brother?
Not much, man. Finally happy to kick out an episode.
Yo. And like I always say before, we don't practice, we don't rehearse, nothing. We just got online and started talking, right?
Roll it up.
Straight rolling off track, yeah. And as always, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, blogs, info, everything. It's becoming a place of entertainment. Going to be adding videos and photos and blogs and all that, buddy.
Add it all up, yep.
Add it up. Beast mode, buddy, beast mode.
Beast mode, straight up, yep.
And like I said, on the FB and the Facebook, we'll be talking maybe like some basketball, some gadgets, some CrossFit, and anything that comes across us. You ready for it?
I'm ready for everything, my brother.
All right. Yeah, rolling off track as always. Let's see what we got tonight. First thing I want to bring up is we had some people bring this up on Facebook. Pogs. Do you remember Pogs?
Oh, yeah. Damn. A long time since I haven't played with it, though. Middle school.
Yeah, mine was like middle school and like freshman year.
I don't know, I'm back in the
90s. Yeah, these are back in the 90s. Pogs. if you don't know what a pog is, you can either Google it or just listen to this little bit of information. It's like it consists of what, like cardboard cutouts, circular cardboard cutouts. And then these little cutouts, they have designs on them, pictures, words, whatever you want to put on them. And the other side is blank. So these cards, you face them upside down with the blank side showing up, and you hit them with the slammer. And the slammer is like a weighted, how can I explain it? It's a little bit heavier, right?
Yeah, so it's like the same size, it's just a little thicker and heavier, like little piece of metal or something, aluminum or something.
Yeah, so you use that and you hit it on top of the stack of pogs, and whatever flips over and reveals the design side, you keep.
Yeah,
this was back in the day, this is before internet, before everybody had a smartphone, right?
I know, this
was
an iPod.
There you go.
You were the cool kid if you had a badass slammer.
Yep, slammers, they were the bomb, huh?
Yep, you always gotta keep an eye out for the good kind.
Yep. If you wanna go against an opponent, you gotta check out their slammer, see what kind of slammer they have.
Yep, feel the weight of it, like, oh shit, it's gonna be a tough one.
And if you play against somebody with a good slammer, you gotta break out the pogs that you don't want.
I know, and then you're going to lose them all.
Because you're going to lose them all.
I remember one time when I used to play a lot, we got into this big old fist fight, me and this one kid.
Oh, snap.
Over pogs, man. It was like, this guy was cheating, like straight up, everybody around us were all, you're cheating. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, hey, that's my kid one, you cheated. I'm not letting you have that one. I want that one. So that's the one I was looking for. It's like, whatever, dude, you cheated, you're not getting it. So I hit him and grabbed it back from him. He's like, fine. They're like, starting a big old tussle. And like, oh, fight. Like, yeah, we're a bunch of pogs.
Oh, and you guys threw down?
Yep, we threw down. Had to go sit in the principal's office, and he confiscated all our pogs. So none of us got to see.
Oh, okay. Well, after you were just fighting for it, it got taken away, huh?
Cheap guy. Even after the school year ended, he never gave it back to us. He kept trying to ask for it, and he's like, nope. He's probably all proud. He collected all the ones.
He kept the good ones.
Yeah, even the teachers and substitute staff members all playing.
Yeah, they probably went into the teacher's lounge and they started gambling in there with pogs.
I know.
Man, yeah. Slammers and pogs, cardboard discs. And I guess I never knew this, but I guess they had a World Pog Federation.
What?
Yeah, it was like, I guess it was like big, and they had tournaments and different stuff like that.
I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was that big.
It's that big, my brother.
What she said.
Oh. Yeah. And it also says that McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Del Taco, Carl's Jr., Checkers, they gave away free pogs at the time.
Yeah, they did. I remember getting some with the kids' meal and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, getting some pogs. Burger King and McDonald's.
I never got anything free from those food places.
Never got a kid meal like that.
No, my mama didn't take me to get a kid's meal.
Yo mama.
Yeah, man. Disneyland. I guess Disneyland had limited edition caps.
Oh, cool.
Nintendo also.
Nintendo
characters. Like all the Nintendo characters, Mega Man, Mario, and everybody.
I don't think I've ever seen a Mario or Nintendo character.
Yeah, I've never seen one. We were out on the reservation, so I guess we didn't get the good stuff, huh?
Yeah, we're too deep into the biz. All the good stuff.
Man, if pogs are around right now, I'd set up a team and we'd go state to state pog tournaments.
I remember this one kid too. He had like three different slammers, and he had it inside like a 4x4 case box.
Yeah.
Remember how like these new watches, the case is that big? They have that snap close.
Yeah.
He had a box like that, and he opened it up. And it was all padded. It was all foam padded and stuff. He opened it up, and it was all circular, cut out, perfect for his pog. And then he took it out, and then he had to unwrap it underneath his cloth. It was like one of those lint cleaners, a screen cleaner cloth.
Yeah.
It was microfiber, whatever cloth. He had it wrapped in that. So after he opened up the case, he took it out, and then he unwrapped it from the cloth, and he's all shiny.
It's all...
His little brother comes up, oh, I want to see, and he bumps his elbow. And he dropped his slammer down. And there's like a real tiny scratch on there. And he really punches his little brother and makes him cry. What's the matter with you? Yeah, you're crazy, man.
Yeah, some people took it more serious, huh?
No, I was like, yeah, bro, chill out.
Chill out. It's just a slammer, man.
Yeah, those were the days.
Those were the days, yep. I think I do still have some pogs and slammers, but I'd have to go back home to either my mom's or my grandma's to find them.
Dig them up, huh?
Dig them out somewhere. It's probably in a box somewhere.
I used to have some, but we moved so many times to so many different storages, and I got lost somewhere and ended up losing it. I lost track of it several years ago.
Yeah, but yeah, it would be cool to break them out and play at the park, play at the local park, right?
I know. Like,
What you got? $5. Got $5 on this.
What are you willing to lose today, eh?
What slammer you want to lose?
I know. Let's just practice.
Let's get ready. Let's get ready for the Pog Federation 2015.
What?
Cool. All right. Yeah, so I'll let you start first. Anything you watch, anything?
Actually, I had a question, and it was asked to me, and I was completely stumped by it. Is chicken meat?
Is chicken meat?
Yep.
Yes.
Why is it meat? Why is it considered meat?
Because it comes from an animal.
I have no idea. So when I Googled it, it said that it's chicken isn't meat. Any white meat isn't meat.
Really?
Turkey, chicken, if it's a white colored meat, then it's not meat.
Oh, okay. Do you want to ask Google?
Go for it.
Is chicken meat? Did it say anything? But it says, chicken, yes. Fish, no.
Oh, this is my very next question. What about fish? Is that meat?
Oh, it says fish. It's fish, no.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Is fish meat?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't it be? And then I was reading into it when I asked that about the fish being meat. And then it went all really, really deep into it and started talking about biblical terms and stuff. I'm like, whoa, I just needed a yes or no. And why?
Yeah, I guess if you were to dig deep into it, then it has to go like way back, I guess, when they were first seen or whatever they're considered to be, maybe like a icon or something like that, huh?
Yeah, and they said if it doesn't bleed, like the meat, if it doesn't bleed or if it isn't red, then it's not considered meat. Then like how fish meat, some of them are red.
Yeah.
That considered meat. Then it just started saying like how I guess back in the day when I guess God flooded the world and stuff,
yeah,
killed everybody, and because fish was the only one that still survived because they're fish, they can live in the water, that they weren't considered edible and they shouldn't be eaten because of some kind of higher like form of sign or whatever.
Oh, okay, just because they survived, huh?
Yeah, because they survived now, that's why they have that weird looking fish symbol for Christianity or whatever.
Oh, okay. Learn something every day.
I know.
That's pretty cool. Now I know, because yeah, they always wondered why use that symbol for when people have that on their vehicles. I always see it on a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, because since it survived and because they're not so evil, like how humans treat each other and stuff like that, that you're supposed to like, I don't know, like look up to them or whatever.
Oh yeah. Some knowledge by Mr. A.
Something like that.
Something like that, yes, sir. That's pretty cool. Good question.
Questions every day, man.
Questions every day. Hey, do you play any mobile games?
Mobile games, yes, I do. Actually, it's not really a game. It's like, it's called Elevate Brain Training.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I guess, just every day, it gives you a series of things to, I guess, help keep your mind working as far as like school stuff, like estimating math, prices and discounts and fractions, and also goes with like reading the proper grammar, like how you can confuse the like different synonyms and you could misuse a word that's not supposed to be in that position, like there and there, and just stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing that every day?
Yeah, there's like a goal set that you could set for yourself 1 day a week, 2 days a week, or a full on 7 days every week.
Cool.
And so far, I've just been able to keep up with 5 days a week. And it's pretty good. It's pretty challenging because it also gives you like a definition and you have to come up with the correct word that goes with that definition, or it gives you like a meaning of something and you have to throw in all these different, what do they call, like, antonyms? Is that what they're called? Like, all the same meaning, but different way of saying it? A different word of saying the same meaning that you're trying to say?
Oh, is it synonyms?
Synonyms, yeah. So, like, say it gives you a definition of sad, like this person is really feeling sad. What other words can you use besides sad? Like feeling horrible, feeling worryless or worried, I don't know.
Just unhappy, kind of, sorrowful, dejected, depressed, downcast, miserable, down, despondent, despairing. Just keep saying a bunch. No, there's like a lot of them. Gloomy, gloom, melancholy, mournful, heartbroken.
Stop it. And yeah, no, not only that.
Sad.
It also gets
sad. Sad.
Sounds so uplifting when he says it.
I know.
Sad.
Huh?
Sad.
Raise my eyebrow and straighten up my posture.
What was the name of the game again?
It's called Elevate and Brain Training.
Elevate your brain, people.
Yup. Moving, keep it working. So yeah, there's all different kind of things, and then like speech patterns, and like you have to list. They say a little storyline, and within, as they're reading it, you have to hear all the mistakes that they make and point them out.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different types of things that you have to do in order to pass the level. It's pretty awesome. I like it. I didn't think I was going to be that too much into it, but my brain sucks right now, so I enjoy using it.
Elevate yourself, brother.
I know. There's like all different subjects that I thought I was going to be horrible in that I'm actually pretty good in, and the ones I thought I was going to be good in, I'm actually horrible.
We're getting old.
I know, but like math, I love math and whatnot, and when I actually took the test, I was actually pretty low on it.
Oh, okay.
And like history stuff, I hate history, and yet I had a better score on that than math.
Oh, cool. I think I'm gonna try this. Elevate.
What the hell?
What the hell? Cool. One game that I've been getting addicted to. It's on Android. It's called The Treasures of Montezuma 3.
Can't be any longer.
This is almost like a copy of Candy Crush, where you have to match three in a row. Three or more in a row. So it's the same screen as a Candy Crush, where they're all lined up in a box, and you just gotta switch two symbols to match three or more. And when you match three or more, then those disappear and they just keep coming from the top.
Oh yeah, so it's just exactly the same concept as that Candy Crush.
Yeah, and this game was it was free from the Amazon App Store. So I thought I'd give it a try. When I looked at the picture, because it gives the same picture as Candy Crush, the description also. So I was like, I don't know if I want to try it. I don't play Candy Crush. Mrs. B does. Mrs. B always plays Candy Crush. So I kind of knew what the concept was. So I said, I don't know if I'll be into it. But it was free. So then I downloaded it and I started it. And yeah, you get into it just because you want to beat the level. And because you have to have so much points to go on to the next level.
Yeah.
So after I did that, I was like, man, I gotta beat this level. So I kept going and I got addicted to it. So I've been playing it maybe like 3 days now. But within these three days, every chance I got, I opened up the app and started playing. I got addicted to it. I got addicted to a game that I never thought I would play.
Oh yeah, the game that I got addicted to was the Tower Defense.
Tower Defense. I love Tower Defense games too.
I know, like, it just bugs me when I can't beat it. Like how you can't like lose your lives.
Yeah.
Not even one life, and then you get like only 2 stars if you lose just one life. So it really irritates me like crazy. So as soon as I lose one life, I have to restart the whole level.
Oh, and even if you beat the level with like the, if you're supposed to have like 3 stars, even if you beat the level with less stars, you still want to go back and you still want to get like the full stars, huh?
Yeah, I have to get 3 stars before I move on to the next one. Every single game I ever played, if I don't get the maximum amount of stars that I can get on that level, I can't go to the next level unless I beat that level of 3 stars.
Yep. There was this game that I got really addicted to, and they made part two. They made part two for the Xbox. I forgot what it was called. Let's see. Tower Defense Games for Xbox. Let's see if this comes up. Defense Grid. That's what it's called.
Pretty interesting already.
If you really want to try a good tower defense game, try a Defense Grid. Part one. I would say buy part one, and then after that buy part two. I haven't bought part two yet.
And this is for
Xbox. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, try it. Defense Grid, and I still haven't bought part two yet, but I do want to buy part two. And this one, it's pretty good. It's like aliens, and they just go through the course, and they gotta get these like orbs from you from like a main station. And then when they when they get these orbs, then they go back to the same course back to the beginning. So you just gotta try not to let them take all these orbs from you. It's pretty good. Defense Grid. Check it out.
I got to check it out.
Check it out. Yep. So yeah, those are that game I got addicted to. And Redbox, you say you don't know what movies are coming out unless you listen to Rot Pod, right?
Yep. It's been a while.
What's out now is, let's see, The Cobbler, Adam Sandler. I never knew about that one.
I didn't know about that either.
There's a, actually the cobbler says, Max Simkin repairs shoes in the same New York shop that has been in his family for generations. Disenchanted with the grind of a daily life, Max stumbles upon a magical heirloom that allows him to step into the lives of his customers and see the world in a new way.
I've never even seen a preview of that.
Me neither. This is the first time I saw it. So yeah, the cobbler. Maybe it could be a funny movie, comedy movie.
Did he even make it to theaters?
I don't think it made it to theaters. Yeah, it's just right on Redbox right now.
Oh, only recognizing that name.
Yep. Spare Parts. This one has George Lopez in there, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Cool.
Says, Lopez. Four undocumented Mexican-American high school students from Phoenix, Arizona, form a robotics club and are led by their teacher. With nothing but spare parts and a dream to compete against MIT in National Underwater Robotics Competition.
Seen the preview to that one. I wanted to watch that. Wasn't it that one based on true story?
Yes, it's based on an incredible true story.
Yeah, I have wanted to watch.
And this one has George Lopez in there.
Yeah.
Does it look like a serious movie, or does it have like some comedy in it?
Kind of lean more towards serious.
Ooh, George Lopez is serious.
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up. And another one, Reese Witherspoon, Wild.
Watch that, but my lady already watched it.
My lady.
My woman.
My woman. And most popular, The Wedding Ringer, The Gambler, Paddington, Unbroken, Hobbit, and Exodus. Those are the most popular in Redbox.
Have you seen Paddington?
No, but Mrs. B and Little B did. My woman.
They rated.
They said they liked it. They said it was, so it might be like a 3 or 4 to them.
I would, you know, every time you see it, like, do you want to watch it? Like, maybe.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, it's a bear. It's that bear movie.
What is it? British or London or something?
England.
England.
Or yeah, England. London. London, England.
London, England.
What's the accent for London, England?
I don't know.
Yeah. But and Wedding Ringer. Have you seen The Wedding Ringer? It's pretty good, huh? Pretty funny.
Big. Talking to Big. Yo, my name is Big.
Talking to Big.
And I got the big. No, I was kidding.
Oh. And at the end, you wouldn't expect what happened to happen, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I rate that 5 out of 5 rock pod stars.
Whoa, Mr. A, 5 rock pod stars. Cool. And real quick, Fandango. Now playing Avengers Age of Ultron. 5 out of 5 Raw Pod Stars. Hot Pursuit. Paul Blart. The Age of Adeline. Furious 7. 5 out of 5 Raw Pod Stars. Home. And yeah, those are the good ones. Get Hard. No. I should have said Cinderella. Get Hard.
What he said.
No. Yes, sir. So those ones are in theaters right now. Check it out. And we watched Avengers 8 Ultron this past weekend. It's a BA movie, man.
We were going to go watch that, but we ended up going to Azuma's.
Azuma's, that's a good place to eat.
I know, right?
Chow down.
I've had 5.
Did you burn your eyebrows off?
No. I was too busy trying to keep my daughter's eyebrows on.
Oh, okay. So Zuma's is a Teppan grill, and they make the food right in front of you, and they add some liquid to the fire, and the fire goes boom.
Oh, well, that was a little too damn something. Yeah.
That's right. That's cool. Oh. And I gotta say, here's a little inspiration quote, right? One day you will wake up, and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted. Do it now.
Now.
Do it now. That should have been quoted by Arnold.
I know. He should have straight up. Do it now.
Do it now. Live your life now. Go.
Do it up.
Do it up.
YOLO.
I wonder how it sounded if Arnold said YOLO.
YOLO. No. YOLO.
YOLO.
I don't know.
Do it now. Live your life.
YOLO.
Believe in yourself.
La, la.
Something like that. Yes, sir.
What about, as I look back on my life, I realize that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better.
Awesome, man. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yes, sir.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
Live it to the fullest.
Because I'm not always late for work, but when I am, it's usually because I had to poop twice.
Don't mix my personality and my attitude, because my personality is me and my attitude depends on you.
Oh, that makes sense too. Just to let you guys know, I have a bag of Doritos waiting on the kitchen table for me after this podcast, so I'm going to chow down on some Doritos.
Damn, I want some Doritos. Well, I got a bag of sweet and hot beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's what she said. Oh. Yeah. And here's for the people at work. I wonder how much work I'll have to do today to make it look like I actually did work today.
Yeah, that's how I thought today.
It's gotta figure out the certain tasks that you can do that will look like you worked all day, right?
Yep.
Oh, busted.
That's what I do is bust my ass really hard and I work for a full straight hour and like, oh man, I did way too much. So I'll just hang out and chill for like 30 minutes.
That's pretty good.
To save up the right amount of time frame that it would have taken that time if I just paced it out easy enough to spread out through the day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to get back.
Yep. That's that quote for you, buddy.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hey, you ever go gamble at casinos?
No.
Not even like a dollar or something. Never drove by and like, hey, you should just try it out.
No, maybe if somebody gives me a dollar, then I'd use it.
Well, I'm going to give you a dollar and I expect you to bring back something. take a snapshot and send it to Mr. A and say, hey, here's what your dollar gave me.
Here's what your dollar gave me. That'd be cool to put in a dollar and get $10.
The highest I ever won, because I do try it every now and then.
Uh-huh.
My mom plays and stuff over there. We did try a dollar, and the highest I got back was like $15.
15?
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Jalissa, my woman.
My woman.
She was like $32 or something.
Out of a dollar?
Yep, out of $1.
That's skill, man. Give her $10. Let her make $3,000.
All right. So here, keep playing. Here, you know what? Just play the rent money and get us all back.
Rent money. She'll turn that rent money into mansion money. Dang.
Ew.
So who's that winner over there?
That's my woman.
Woman. But the real winners are, today there are more than 2 million people that still pay for AOL dial-up.
What the hell?
2 million, over 2 million, 2 million plus.
Damn, those must be some hardcore old timers though. Who care and have to do all day long.
Yep. And they say they still pay for it, $20 a month. And they just, instead of high speed internet, they get a dial up at 56 kilobits per second.
Damn, that's crazy. They probably click on it and then they start reading it. Once they finish the chat, they're like, oh, hey, look,
they're
loading.
I think that's actually slower than like 3G on a cell phone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Watch, how fast is 3G? This came up and it says, give me 1 second.
What does it say?
What does it say?
We're just going to cut you off there and let's get to the next story. That was good. What?
3G is actually the highest is 3.8 megabits per second. 3. So that's 3,000. So 3,000 to dial-up is 56, and 3G is 3,000. See, damn. That's a big difference from dial-up to even 3G.
What the heck? 56 to 3,000?
Yep.
Yeah, that's like, is that even
10%? It's not even 10%. 300 is 10%. See, it's not even...
Oh, man, it's like 1.something%.
Yep, so, yep. So, shout out to those people still using AOL dial-up.
Damn, talk about patience.
Talk about, you know, maybe they only read it to, maybe they only use it to read emails or stories, huh?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But still, $20, you could get some freaking high-speed internet.
Yep, DSL.
Crazy, why? Oh, man. They definitely have to be old-timers.
Yep. Or people, nope, or people not really into tech, huh?
They're fresh off the block.
And their emails are probably still at AOL.com.
Yeah. Yep, crazy.
True that.
Shout out. Yeah. NBA. Let's skip to a little bit of NBA. Stephen Curry beat his last year's record for the number one most made threes in a season.
Whoa.
173 made threes in one season. He beat that this year from last year's. And now he already has more than 293 made.
Man, that guy's good.
Damn.
Do you say Steven or Stephen?
Stephen.
You say Stephen. Sometimes I say Steven.
But it's Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen. Stephen Curry.
How do you get Steven?
Steven. This is Steven. Steven.
What's wrong with your language, boy?
I need to start using that Elevate app.
Enunciation.
Yep.
That's crazy. And Paul George is playing again. Too bad they didn't make the playoffs this year, though.
Paul George, who is he for?
Indiana Pacers. He's the guy who broke his leg. In between his knee and his ankles, his shin bone, he broke it in half.
Oh! How did that happen? Do you know?
He was trying to go for a block layup, and he missed the shot. He missed the block, and as he was coming down, his right foot caught in between the floor and the padding of the goal. Remember how they had that padding right to block all the bars and stuff?
Yeah.
His foot fell right at the corner, dead corner of the floor and the padding. And his whole body weight was still traveling forward, and he couldn't just stop right there. It broke, like, clear break, and, like, oh, man, it was so nasty. It was so disgusting. It was just like, oh, my gosh. And he didn't even flip out or nothing. He just laid down, and we carried him off the court. And they're all, like, squirming left and right, or looking at his leg, and big old eyes, all flipping out and whatnot. He already knew it was all gone, and he just laid back, put his head back, covered his face. Arm and just laying there and lifting him up, carrying him off the course. Like, damn, it was during the Olympics for the Team USA.
Oh, okay, man, that's crazy.
It's crazy, but he played towards the beginning of April, his first game back, and he was pretty good. He looked pretty good. He scored, I think it was like 13 points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's crazy. That's why I don't. That's why I don't block no more.
That's why I don't jump.
That's why I don't jump no more. That's why I don't do sports no more.
What are you doing playing out there then? No.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, at the beginning of the month, Monster Energy Drinks had a discount price sale going on.
Shout out.
For only $1.60 for a 16-ounce can.
Shout out. Are they still on sale?
I don't know. I didn't check it.
Got them Monsters.
Lario gas stations that I work by.
Juice and Jams.
Yup, Juice and Jams.
Hashtag Juice and Jams.
Jam it up.
Well, we'll start sharing stuff on the social media again because we got this podcast coming out.
Yeah. What?
Yep. Yeah. And speaking about that, thanks to all the listeners for downloading and streaming and still listening. We got a new one coming out. Yes, sir.
Being a fan. Love you,
yeah, but don't get no love like this hostage situation. This hostage lady at her own home by her husband, she used a Pizza Hut app to call on her order, she put because on your order you could add like special messages on your order through the app.
Uh-huh.
And that special message she put, please help get 911 to me.
Oh snap! That's a pretty good idea.
Yep. So I guess her husband didn't let her use a phone or anything like that to call anybody like that. But she said, can I use the phone to get some pizza because we're hungry for her and her. I think it was her and her son.
Uh huh.
So he goes, okay, I'll let you use the phone because it was really like a hostage situation. So when she ordered the pizza, she put that special message in the special instructions, and the manager, I guess when they got the order, the worker, she notified the manager, and the manager looked up the phone number and the customer.
Uh-huh.
So this customer was a frequent customer, so he basically knew this customer, so he didn't know it was a, he already knew that it wasn't a prank, so he notified the police, and he got the police over there, and they pretty much arrested that guy. And what was it he's doing? Assault with a weapon without intent to kill, battery, false imprisonment, and obstructing justice by depriving communication to law enforcement.
Damn, that's crazy.
Crazy, crazy. He said he was high on meth.
Yeah, meth head.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. What a smart lady.
What a smart lady. Yeah. And it's pretty cool that they have that little space in the app if you're ordering something to put in like a message or something, special instructions.
Oh, yeah. Like call when you arrive at complex to let me in the gate.
Yeah, or knock 3 times and howl like a fox. What does the fox say?
Oh, ring, ding, 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 ding. Anyways, that's pretty awesome. Good job, lady.
Shout out.
She probably used that elevator ring.
Oh!
And straight.
But she couldn't use it that day because her husband took away the phone.
Yeah. But she used it when it counted.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, good job, good job. That is awesome. CrossFit train.
Oh, snap. That's a bomb.
I know. It got me into it. And I've been usually going every Saturday, but I've missed out on the past 2 Saturdays now due to sickness.
Get down with the sickness.
You still. But yeah, hopefully, not hopefully, but the show, get back to it this Saturday.
Yep. Yeah. The way I got into it, Mrs. B, she told me about it and she told me to go. And it was one of those mornings where you wanted to sleep in. It was a Saturday morning.
Didn't want to do nothing.
But then she just said, yeah, just go, just check it out. And, just check it out. So I got up tired and went over there, did my first workout with a CrossFit trainer and some other people. And after that morning, after the training, I was like, man, you feel good.
I know. I felt good that first day, even though it was freaking hard. It's so intense for me, but I liked it. It was good. Don't want to do it, but if you just do it and get it over with, you'd be glad you did it.
You feel better, huh?
Yeah, it feels good. The fresh morning breeze and the morning light, that morning first sunrise heat as you're working out, breaking a sweat, warming up your body, and oh, it feels so good.
Yep, does feel good, man.
Mm-mm. What's so, that like?
The one workout that I'm getting used to is the burpees.
I know, I still got to get used to that, man. I'm pathetic at that.
That one still gets me, but I'm slowly getting more and more in.
Yep, that, and at the end of the CrossFit, when we do those weird, like, yoga pose thing where you lay down sideways and hold yourself up with your elbow.
Oh, the front plank and side planks?
Yeah, plankage.
Yeah, plankage.
Plankage discs and burpees is what I gotta get. Those can kill me.
Yeah. So if you're contemplating about doing a CrossFit or any training, I guess any training, any workout, right?
Yep.
Just do it, and right after you finish, you'll feel a lot better.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you did it. I say, we say.
And the CrossFit that we go to, the trainer, they're affiliated with that Herbalife vitamins. So So after that training or during the training, we get a tea, a special tea, and then after the workout, they give us a shake.
Shake it up.
And those shakes are pretty good. They're Herbalife shakes, and the way they make it, it's pretty good. It's worth it. It's worth the workout.
It's delicious.
Dude, the last time I went, I told the trainer, I don't come here to work out. I come here for the shakes. He just started laughing.
That's something I would say, but
yeah. So yeah, cool. Get your body moving. Motivation from Mr. B and Mr. A.
Just do it.
And I'll share this last story. That's pretty cool. Tom Hardy, he said, it's not official, but rumors going around. He said he wants to play the next Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
If he does, I think it would be BA, man.
Total BA.
Yep. Just because when I see the Punisher, I kind of see, Bane. Remember how he played Bane in Batman?
Yep.
How they made him look big and all tough and BA. I think they could do the same thing with him and the Punisher.
I think so too. I like him as a tough guy like that. He's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Every time I hear Bane, I think of Where the Millers. Or, no, I'm not Jackson here, officer. Have you seen that movie, Where the Millers?
Yeah, where they smuggle the drugs.
Yeah, where at the beginning where they're trying to figure out a plan and stuff. You know, maybe she just go out as a disguise. Put a costume or something. Like, oh yeah, okay. What am I supposed to go as, Bane? I won't find no drugs in here, officer.
Bane.
Shut up.
Cool. What about you? Any more?
My daughter. She's so hilarious, and she's starting to talk so much now. It starts to get annoying, and she's starting to become a straight out smart aleck.
Oh.
Because funny. Sometimes when we're trying to talk to her. And she's like not even paying attention. And finally, when she catches on to you're actually talking to her, she looks at you like, what, you're talking to me?
What are you talking to? What,
you're talking.
She says that.
Yeah. Like if you're trying to talk to her and she's not really paying attention or something, and really, really get her attention, then she'll like snap into it. Like, you're talking to me?
Talking to me? That's cool.
Yeah. It was funny this one time too. I was in the room and I told her, I was like, Zavera, you want some noodles? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I get a saucepan out, put some water in it, I put it on the stove, and I turn on the stove, and I let the water boil before I put the actual noodles in. So then I turn the water on, and I go back in the room, and I waited. Then like 10 minutes later, my little girl comes in, and she goes, like all upset, looking like, Dad! I was like, huh? Come here, Dad.
Come here.
I was like, oh, snap. I felt like I was in trouble. Okay, I got up and I started following her, and she's like, come on. She followed her into the kitchen. She points at the saucepan. She's like, water hot now. My noodles.
Okay.
I was all thinking to myself, I was like, I'm going to come back in here anyway and check on it. And then right before I was going to say something, she's like, or actually I told her, I was like, I was going to come back in here and put it on now anyway. And then she turns around. She walks out towards the living room. She's like, Okay.
Oh, snap.
Shut up.
Burn.
Get over here and watch the cartoon.
Okay, like, I guess so, or something like that, huh?
Yeah, like, shut up.
Yeah, right.
I know. Like, it really does not have nothing to say. Like, oh, I just want shut up.
You know, slap yourself in the face.
No, then one more quick one. It was funny because she was kind of backing up to the TV stand in our bedroom, and I guess she was backing up too quick, and she hit her head on the TV stand, and she says in a deep voice, she's like, "Oh, like, gee, what are you doing over there?" She comes out while I'm rubbing her head.
Tough it out.
Yeah, hilarious. Starting to pick up on all kinds of stuff, and starting to get annoyed a little bit sometimes when she says smug remark and you have nothing to say back because it's true. Gosh,
yeah. Ah, shit. Get to bed.
Go to your room and watch cartoons now.
Cool. Yeah, one more. I'll share one more. After 18 years, the official sequel to Snake is coming to smartphones this month. Do you remember Snake, the where you just move the snake left and right, up and down to avoid?
Yeah, you have to get that little... Oh, well, the ones I play, you have to get like a little ball and it makes your snake tail a little longer and longer.
Yeah, so yeah. It's coming to smartphones this month.
Yeah, I would definitely play that. I used to love playing that game.
Yep. So we'll let you guys know when it's coming out.
That one and the Line Rider from Tron, after that movie came out, they started making more games about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after that was a big deal, I got addicted to that game. It was pretty awesome, but kind of faded away from it. But now that you brought up the snake, I think I'm going to go back into it and check it out.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome. Alrighty. And, keep tuning in to Rock Pod. And just like we did today, this episode, I brought some stuff to discuss, some of my favorite topics, and Mr. A brought some of his favorite topics, and just straight rolling off track, just talk about anything, give you guys some updates and news and just something to listen to. Right, Mr. A?
Yup. Get all wordage in your ear holes.
Get some Rock Pod in your ear hole. Yes, sir. And Mr. A.
What's up?
I guess it's not really a this or that, but what was one of your favorite old school games back in the day? Nintendo, Genesis, those old ones. Well, what was one of your favorite games?
The Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. That was pretty good, huh?
And if you miss it, the dog comes out like.
And the dog barks too, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you like that one shooting game that we had over when we were playing?
Yeah, we actually have. Like I was saying, remember I was telling you that the gun you have is actually one step down from what we have.
Oh yeah.
Because the one, watch, I'll take a picture and send it to you. Because on the box that we bought, the deer hunting game that we bought,
yeah,
it shows three different levels of guns. The first one is like a handheld pistol looking kind. It's a white one. And then the second upgraded one to that is like the shotgun looking kind, the one you have. And then the third one, the one we have, is like a full-on rifle.
Cool. Yeah, send me that pic.
Yep.
Mr. Yeah, A's rifles.
Yep. I want a rematch with little B. I got to see that score.
Cool. And for that game, he got a $10 Xbox Live card.
Could have won it if he didn't try it that last time.
Yep. Cool. And Mr. A.
What's up, man?
Any last words for the Rock Pod listeners in Rock Pod land?
I don't regret nothing in my life. Even if my past was full of hurts, I still look back and smile because I made it who I am today.